Welcome to Focus on the Community. I'm Dave Crooks, and my guest today is Heather Strom. She is the Business Development Officer at Sony DADC in Terre Haute. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning.
Hey, remind me what Sony and the DADC, what does that stand for, that acronym?
Thanks, Dave, for asking. It is actually Digital Audio Disc Corporation. So Sony DADC is Digital Audio Disc Corporation.
Okay, and today we're going to talk a lot about Sony because it's been such a significant part of Terre Haute and the Wabash Valley for so many years. But we may have to take a little history tour to kind of remind people what it was well before it became Sony DADC, correct?
That's correct. So
For the baby boomers like me that are out there, what did we used to get in the newspaper and in the mail at times, the coupons for Columbia House, right?
That's right, exactly. So Sony was actually at one time, well, Sony was not. Sony absorbed the building that was with Columbia House.
Okay.
So they absorbed each other, and that's actually how they began the partnership together. And so this very large facility over there has a tremendous capabilities within there. So yes, that is a little bit of the history lesson. It's a 40-year-old company, started in 1983, broke ground in 1983, and began producing discs in 1984. So there's a lot of history there with manufacturing, packaging, distribution, and now they're looking to change the narrative of the company.
Well, and besides going back on that little trip down memory lane, it just seems like it was one of the many things that put Terre Haute on the map for a long time, because people all over the nation, if not the world, were sending those little coupons and send me my 10 free, you know, CDs or whatever it might have been at that time. So
absolutely. Terre Haute is a great location. It's got a lot of logistics available. It's close to two interstates, close to Indianapolis. It's got a regional airport. There's an international airport. There's a lot of highways that flow through as well within the Terre Haute region. So it was a great location for Sony to select, along with many other corporations and businesses in the Wabash Valley.
Well, we're the crossroads of America for sure. Tell us about what's going on at Sony DADC these days. First of all, you guys are on what? North Fruit Ridge near Terre Haute North, right?
That's correct. We're literally just right up the street from Terre Haute North. We're at 1800 North Fruit Ridge Avenue, and so you really can't miss us. There's a large sign. We're in the industrial park over there, so there's a lot of activity and bustle happening in that area.
So square footage, how much do you have in that region?
Sony DADC is 1.3 million square feet, and
wow.
Within that, there's a lot of opportunities and capabilities, and if it's okay, I'd like to go through and share a few of those with you.
So in other words, I take it you're not using all that square footage then?
No, we're not. Sony is looking, as I mentioned earlier, to change the narrative of the company. So what was once a disc manufacturer, Sony still handles PlayStations for globally and domestically. So 30% of all PlayStations are distributed globally through the Terre Haute location, and 90% are distributed domestically through the Terre Haute location.
Wow, that's huge. Okay.
So
so that opens up other opportunities for your company. In what ways then that might affect a local business person here?
That's a great question. I'm going to circle back. When you had mentioned that all that space is not being used, and then I shared a few of those statistics, that was just to illustrate the core focus of the company.
Okay.
But that's only taking up about 50% capacity of that 1.3 million square feet. So there's really a lot of opportunity available, whether it's packaging, distribution, injection molding. We've got a great graphics design department. So if a small or medium-sized enterprise or company wants to partner and learn more about that, that's an opportunity as well.
So we're talking with Heather Strom. She is with Sony DADC in Terre Haute. She's in the business development side of things. And we're talking about the impact that Sony not only has in the Terre Haute economy, but some of the things that they're challenged with these days and wanting the community to know about. First of all, how many people currently work at Sony in Terre Haute?
That's a great question as well. And I know I keep saying that's a great question, but it really is. So Sony once at one time had two buildings on either side of Fruit Ridge. And as many know, in this community, there's been a lot of reductions in staff just due to shuttering consumer demand. Well, all of those staff have now been relocated and also found positions in other companies. Sony currently employs about 400 FTEs, and that also should illustrate that there's a lot of opportunity for Sony to partner. And really, one of the biggest assets of Sony is the personnel. They've been there for 25 years on average, so just a lot of cross-training and ability to support the community and businesses around us.
400 FTEs, full-time employees,
yes.
I take it? Okay.
Thank you. I should have been better about sharing my acronym.
I just do that as a radio guy to make sure we're all on the same page, because someone will be saying, well, what's an FTE? But
yeah.
It makes perfect sense.
Yep, I appreciate that.
Are you looking for more employees currently?
Yeah, so we are always looking for more employees. We do attempt to hire program, and if you reach out to Sony, I'd be happy to share that information with you. We're also looking for qualified, you know, positions within there. So a really good example is that we are partnering with North American Lighting, and we're doing three projects with them. And so sometimes those partnerships require specific positions. It could be a technician, it could be an engineer, it could be any of those kinds of positions too. So we're always looking for talent.
Wow. Okay. So they found a hole that you can hopefully fill for them in Terre Haute and use some of that empty space, I guess, right?
That's correct. Yes.
Have you thought about other ways the space can be utilized, or is that pretty much in the minds and imaginations of some of the entrepreneurs that may be listening to this interview right now?
You know, Sony's very open to dialogue and discussions when it comes to utilizing the capabilities, whether it's the space with warehousing, space for assembly work, space in the clean room. It's really just a discussion and dialogue. You know, we have a very high security protocol over there due to PlayStation and our personnel. So we want to make sure that it's equally beneficial for both parties involved, but it really is just a conversation.
Now, I'm just going to make a fun little suggestion, and I'm not the investor, but I just think this would be great if you could find the right person that can make this work in your buildings. Some of these places like this that are so significant have become like go-kart tracks, indoor go-kart tracks. Have you heard of this?
Oh my gosh, yes. I have heard of the indoor go-kart tracks.
I've raced go-karts at times, and to see some of these facilities that were just sitting there idle and to all of a sudden make it a recreational facility, and you've got kids and adults just having a great time, whether it's birthday parties or some just fun weekend kind of activities. You can not only make it for the go-kart racing, but you can even have an arcade on one side of it and space for parties and so forth. But maybe that'll spur an idea out there. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe it will. It makes me think of bogies, right? And taking bogies and placing it inside of a facility.
There you go. Absolutely.
So, yeah, we're open to ideas.
So you've been making the rounds. You and I met recently at the YMCA in Brazil when they were having the Clay County Chamber of Commerce meeting. So you're getting out to some of these communities like Brazil and other places in Terre Haute to make sure that you kind of explain what's really going on these days under the re-engineering, so to speak, at Sony, correct?
That's correct. You know, it's really part of just sharing the story of Sony. So many people, again, thought Sony was a disc manufacturer, that they're closed or shutting doors, and that's not what's happening with Sony at all. They're literally just changing the narrative. PlayStation's still a priority. The people at Sony are still a priority. They're still very well taken care of. But now it's about building these partnerships and saying, how can we reach out to our friends here in the Wabash Valley from what used to be a closed-door society to say, hey, we're open for business and we want to work with you. What are your pain points? We know what our pain points are. Let's see if we can marry those together to make a happy relationship.
Anything else you want to share with the community that would be helpful during this interview?
I think the biggest thing is just understanding how to reach me. If there's any questions with anything that you have along the way, I'd be happy to share my information with you, Dave.
Okay. And is there a website we can direct people to if they want to know more about Sony DADC in Terre Haute?
There is a general website. We are a global company, so we do partner with our sister plant in Austria. So it is a global
website.
Wow. Yes. So even if there's a company that wants to do global distribution, we can help you with that, or global packaging, or you know, global IT infrastructure. Those are all capabilities that Sony has. It's like a menu, right? You go through and say, what do you need? And then we can see if we can work with you on that. But when you ask the question about the website, it is a global website. So okay. It's literally SonyDADC.com.
SonyDADC.com. Simple as that. And is there a special section on that website for Terre Haute specifically?
There is only the location information listed on there. So you can identify the location and the contact phone number. But because it is a global website and it is managed through corporate in Japan, there's very specific information that they would like to have on there.
Okay. And then you mentioned earlier the job opportunities. Would there be job information at that website?
Yes, as positions are available, they are listed on the website under employment opportunities.
Okay, so that's at SonyDADC.com. Have you had any other serious proposals that was kind of like out of left field when it came to how a local partner might want to work with Sony DADC with all that excess space at this point? Or is that kind of under wraps maybe? Or
no, there are some that have come forth. There's one that does kind of like a carbon black. So if you think about your cell phones or your remote controls at home, This is the carbon black that makes those. It comes off of tires. And so it's recycled tires that actually make our cell phones and our remotes and things of that nature, iPads, computers. And so this particular company is looking at doing logistics and distribution with Sony. onboarding in this fall. And so that's an example of one. There was another one that's a battery manufacturer. It's kind of like a flat battery pack that's wet. It's very revolutionary, very innovative. And that's another one that is currently in the conversations as well. So very different ideas, as you can see, very different types of companies. One's a startup company. One's a little bit further along in that process. And so they're both still small and medium enterprises.
And I think back to what could be some space demands or requirements of a certain business that might be based in and around Terre Haute that could see the opportunity that you've got there. Don't know exactly what it might be, but it surely would be something that would be negotiable between Sony and those prospective local businesses, because you guys have got property taxes to pay whether that building is empty or not, right?
True. That's a very fair statement.
Yeah, I mean, I just paid mine. I just paid mine last week, and it's like, gee, do I need all this space at my business? But that's a serious issue, isn't it?
So, it is. It really is.
You're a big corporate player in the Terre Haute community.
It absolutely is. And I think that's a fair statement too, saying, you know, what does that space look like? We have some tenants right now that are taking up 30,000 square feet, others that are taking up, you know, 5,500. And so it really does vary on what you need and how we can help you.
Okay, this is Heather Strom. Again, she is with Sony DADC, based in Terre Haute, but obviously a big international company, but they've been doing business in Terre Haute for numerous years. We talked about this earlier in the interview. You might remember that same location kind of started the old Columbia House Records. I know as a young man, I made the mistake of spending every dime I had on 8-track tapes. That didn't work out so well on an investment, Heather, but it was always fun having those. And the vehicles, 8-track was high-tech back then.
I remember 8-track.
If you try to explain that to the generations today, they're like, what? What are you talking about?
You have to go to an antique store to show them an 8-track.
Exactly. That's exactly right. But a final pitch for your website, sonydadc.com. You mentioned there is a Terre Haute address and I assume phone number there, but would you like to share the office phone number with our listeners right now in case they want to write this down?
Well, I'll do one better. I'll give them my work cell phone number, and that way if they have questions, they can contact me directly.
Wow, go ahead. Fire away.
It is 812-201-7592.
Now, we've got to read that at least one more time.
812-201-7592.
Okay, very good. And that's Heather Strom. And spell your last name for us.
Strohm.
Okay, and give Heather a call if you have any questions. If you're a local entrepreneur, maybe you're an existing business that is trying to figure out who can I partner with that can help me with distribution or perhaps the excess space that Sony has on North Fruit Ridge, this might be a great partnership. So get a hold of Heather today at 812-201-7592, this being broadcast early mornings on the weekends. You might let her sleep in a few more hours, but I'm sure she'll be happy to take your call during the week. Heather, you got anything else you want to share with the community before we wrap this up?
Nope, I just appreciate the time today, and thank you so much.
Okay, Heather Strom has been our guest with Sony DADC in Terre Haute. I am Dave Crooks, and this has been Focus on the Community, produced by the DLC Media News Center.